I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Today is the deadline for the Trump administration. The U.S. government has been scrambling to meet a court order to reunify migrant families separated at the U.S.-Mexico border. It all started officially with the U.S. government's new zero-tolerance immigration policy this spring. Families that crossed the border illegally were separated. Parents were detained and criminally prosecuted, while their children were taken away, perhaps thousands of miles away. And we all heard what followed. Frightened children crying for their moms and dads, parents desperate to find out where their kids ended up. Back in May, Attorney General Jeff Sessions was unapologetic about what was coming.
If you don't want your child to be separated, then don't bring them across the border illegally. It's not our fault that somebody does that.
As we all know now, a federal court disagreed. The government was ordered to reunite all the children who were separated under zero tolerance by today. But The World's Monica Campbell says that hasn't happened.
Not all of the families will be reunited. The government said that it's on track to reunite more than 1,600 parents with their children. And those reunifications are happening at a faster rate than we've seen. But this group, it's important to point out that this group is the group that the government has deemed eligible to be reunited. There are more than 900 parents still separated from their kids.
So are you saying that there is a whole different class of parents and children who are ineligible for reunification?
There are, and there are a few reasons for that. In some cases, the government says that the parents have a criminal record or charges, and that reuniting the parent with the child could endanger the child, so they're blocked from being reunified, at least for now. But more than half of this group of more than 900 parents have already been deported from the country without their children.
That's incredible. What can we say about those families now separated by deportation of ever being reunited?
It's going to be incredibly difficult. Government officials say that those parents gave their written consent to be deported. That is being challenged very strongly by advocates who say that some of the migrants feel that they were not aware of what they were signing and that they didn't get a chance to stay and fight their case within the United States and be reunited with their child in the U.S.
Well, as you know, on The World, we followed one story of a family from Guatemala that was separated at the border, a mom who crossed the border at Texas with her little girl who was 5 at the time.
Right. This story actually started last summer when the zero tolerance policy was being piloted in Texas. So the family, the mom and the little girl, they left Guatemala. The mother was fleeing a man who was abusing her, domestic violence. They were separated at the border. The mom was eventually deported back to Guatemala. And now the little girl, who's 6 years old, is with her great aunt in Florida. So we've been checking in with this family, Ashley. The reporter's been checking in. And this is what the mother from Guatemala told us the other day about keeping in touch with her daughter, who is now in Florida.
I spoke to Maria on Friday, and she said she was doing well. Maria asked when I was going to go see her, and I said I wasn't sure. There's no date for us to see each other. And Maria mentioned that she doesn't want to go back to Guatemala.
I just want to note that the mother was speaking an indigenous language there, which is actually not uncommon right now among many of the parents that have been separated from their children. These are not just Spanish speakers. These are people who are also speaking other languages, which is another hurdle.
Right, right. So Magdalena, the mom, was deported. What do we know from the latest check-in with the family?
Well, the mother signed her deportation order, and the government can point to that and say, well, you agreed to be deported. So for her to come back to the United States, it's an uphill battle. She doesn't have a lawyer. She's in a very isolated part of Guatemala. So what the family is facing are some really tough choices. Will the family seek asylum for the daughter in the United States? And what will that mean for example, the parental rights of the mom anymore? I mean, will she have to give up her rights to her child in order for her child to remain in the United States? These are the type of choices that we may be seeing families face, especially parents who are being deported without their children.
And what about the families that are being reunited now, still in the U.S.? What scenarios are they facing?
Well, some parents are being held with their children together in family detention, many of them in Texas. Some parents are being released with ankle monitors and may have a chance at a hearing before a judge to try and seek asylum. But many advocates are very concerned that many of these parents are making decisions in the dark. One of the lawyers on this call, her name is Shaylin Flaherty. She's in Texas. She talked about how traumatized some parents feel having been separated from their children, being reunited, and that they feel too broken down to fight their case. This is what she said on a call with several reporters.
We have stories of mothers who have expressed to us not even recognizing their child at the time of reunification because their children had lost so much weight. We are hearing daily stories from mothers who are learning about what has happened to their child while they have been outside of their care. And so these decisions are really impossible decisions for our clients to make at this time while they're unpacking such traumatic circumstances in the moment and are faced with what seem to us to be very difficult decisions.
Monica, what should we be looking for next with this story?
We'll know soon whether a federal judge in San Diego will say that families being reunited right now in the United States with their children must have some breathing room before they face deportation. Can they fight it? They need some time to regroup. And we're hearing from lawyers that some parents are being given forms, sometimes only in English, and they feel pressured to make decisions within minutes. Some parents are saying that they're not seeking asylum because they say that if they do, they might not see their child again. So there's a decision that we'll hear from soon from this judge in San Diego about whether there should be a pause on having these deportations happen so quickly.
Monica Campbell, the World's Global Nation editor, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Marco.